We are here in the great city of Houston, Texas. Mayor Lee Brown, had the decision come out on Monday, would have been with us. He is not able to be here. And although he's not here, we are very fortunate to have his gay and lesbian liaison, Janine Brunges, and city council member, Anise Parker, who will now address you. Anise and Janine.
And what a wonderful and historic afternoon this is. The mayor, regrettably, is not with us this afternoon, and he so regrets that. These are comments from the mayor himself. I applaud the Supreme Court's ruling today in the Lawrence versus Texas case, effectively overturning a law that bans sex between consensual gay people. As Justice Kennedy wrote, the Houston men involved in this case are entitled to respect in their private lives. Some would say the sodomy laws were rarely enforced, but the fact of the matter is that they are discriminatory against a large number of our citizens, and as shown in this case, they are enforced. In several states, these laws also apply to unmarried heterosexual adults as well as gays. The Supreme Court ruling will have a positive, far-reaching effect, probably superseding other existing sodomy laws in several states. My hat's off to all of you who have worked on this effort. Thank you. I stood in this very spot a few hours ago over the lunch break, cheering on the Houston Aeros and the Rice Owls. And I have to say, just as an aside, took a hell of a lot longer for Rice to win a national championship than for us to win this case. I'm glad for both. But I want to say that this is not about the gay and lesbian community, and it's certainly not about what someone may or may not choose to do in the privacy of their home. This is about government finally getting it right. The courts finally saying there are certain places that the government does not belong, and this is one of them. And I want to salute Lambda. I want to thank Mitchell. I want to add another name there, though. I had nothing to do with this case, and I'll proudly say that. But I was sitting in my office not too long after I was elected, and I had a call in the evening, and it was from a gentleman by the name of Lane Lewis. And Lane said, "You won't believe this, but this is what happened." And he described the situation. He said, "I've got these two guys. They're willing to help. What do I do?" And I said, "Call Mitchell Kateen. He's a sucker. He'll do anything." And the rest is history. You owe me, Mitchell. But finally, let us all one more time thank the two gentlemen who not only suffered the indignities of arrest, the indignities of going to court, the time that they have dealt with this case. None of us have been there. None of us had to do that. They stood up for all of us. Thank you.
We could not have done it without John and Tyrone.